It was good work today. We had today's practice was a modified. It was sort of a half Tuesday, half Wednesday, session. We did a little bit of what we would normally do on Tuesday and a little bit of what we would normally do on Wednesday, and tried to combine it as well as we could. It's a good physical, tough day, and we'll scale it back a little bit tomorrow and as we approach the game.
Great. We'll take questions from Jared Lloyd with the Daily Herald, Mitch Harper, KSL Radio, and then Jake Hatch, 1280 The Zone.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Jared.
Wanted to ask about Zach. Let's talk about, why is he being so effective this year? What are you seeing from him that has allowed him to be so efficient in the first two games?
Well, he's experience is the biggest factor. You know, it's in your third year, the game slows down. And I think the other big part of it is the players around him are all playing at a really high level. And most of the guys that are playing significant snaps for us are in their third year in this offense. And it's starting to show. You know, we got guys that are playing fast, there's not a lot of thinking going on, and just out there executing their job. And in the past, you know, I mean, sometimes Zach would do young things and sometimes the guys around him would do young things, which would force him into situations where he's scrambling around doing something maybe that we hadn't planned on. And so this year, so far, after two games, we're executing well as a team, and that's making his job a lot easier. You know, our offensive line's playing great. Our receivers have really stepped up. Our tight ends, backs, everybody's just doing their jobs and makes it a lot easier to play quarterback.
Hey, Aaron, La Tech's head coach Skip Holtz said earlier today that usually in the summertime teams have their first four opponents scouted. He mentioned this year, as he put it, that he's had to use Google to put a scouting report together on BYU. What has been your experience prepping for teams that you didn't really know about up until a couple weeks ago? What's that experience been like for you?
We're in a similar situation with La Tech because they've played two games and they have a new defensive coordinator. So he hasn't been with their defense very long. Coach Holtz has got a really well-established program, but the new defensive coordinator is, we're digging up film on other places he's been and trying to know who he is. You know, two games isn't a lot to go on. And so it's tough to predict if he'll do the same things he's done other places or, so we're just trying to make sure that we're squared away at what we do, that we're running our schemes effectively and trying to just be ready for whatever they show up and do.
Aaron, first off, go Sox.
Go Sox. I was waiting. I mean, you can't believe it took three of you to ask. Go Sox.
I wanted to ask you.
A perfect game into the seventh inning.
Hey, there you go. That'll work. I wanted to ask you about Zach and his play, similar to kind of what Jared asked a little bit earlier, but are what we're seeing right now from him throwing the ball, just the way he's running this offense, how different is he right now than he was maybe in his first 2 years?
Well, the first thing is he's older and physically more mature. I mean, I don't know if you guys, there's been no fans yet. You haven't been around him, but when you see him in person, you're going to see he's a different guy now. He's bigger, stronger, put on really good weight. He's looking just like an older, more mature guy. And so physically he's, and knock on wood, he's healthy. You know, he's battled some injuries the first 2 years as well. And so right now he looks good physically. And then, he's a veteran player now. He's just played so much football for us and that's typically what you see with quarterbacks in general. I mean, all the good ones that have played in this at this school, most of them were okay early in their career and then really good towards, you know, later years in their career. And that happens in the NFL and it happens all over college football. So I'm just seeing him. I forgot the one part of your question was, I think the thing he's doing really well is he's keeping the game simple. I mean, he's just trying to make the easiest play he can make every snap. And because we have good players around us, good things happen. I mean, we had several 20, 30-yard gains the other night where we throw it short to a good player and that guy makes something happen with it and breaks a tackle, makes somebody miss, you know, just easy plays. And so we're trying to trying to keep the game simple.
One other quick question for you. How much stronger is his arm right now than compared to what you've seen previously?
I don't know exactly how to measure that, but his arm's as good as I've seen it. Yeah, he's healthy and stronger than he's ever been, and he's throwing the ball well.
Okay, we'll take questions from Jay Drew with the Deseret News and Brandon Gurney with the Deseret News.
Hey, Aaron, you've been involved in this game a long time. So I just wonder if you ever seen a program that has struggled to keep running backs healthy as BYU's does. And can you put a finger on why? Is it just a fluke? Are you guys cursed? What's the problem there?
It is a physical position. And we actually, I think it was my last year at Utah, we had a similar situation with the year Joe Williams ended up having a great year for us, but he early in the season, he stepped away from football. Then we played, we went to Zach Moss and he got hurt. I think Devontae Henry Cole got hurt that year. Then we went to, was it Jordan Howard, I believe, and he got hurt. And now, and then we had to have, and then luckily Joe Williams came back and ended up playing well for us to finish out the season. But it's the nature of that position that running backs are, getting hit hard, half the plays in the game. And if they're not getting hit hard, they're going to hit somebody else hard, probably another third of the plays of the game. So it's just a very physical position. And then I do think we've had some bad luck. Yes. And hopefully this year that won't be the case. We've worked hard to build up some depth and we have some good young players, behind Peeney and Tyler that are learning what to do. And then we have a veteran player in Kavika, who is also good solid back that I think can help us. So I think we're going to be pretty squared away there, hopefully.
Yeah, Coach, you guys have put on up a lot of great stats, but I feel an underrated one is just the three penalties for just 20 yards. How's that helped you guys, and how much of a focus has that been for you throughout the offseason leading up to the season?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because the two main points that we made in the offseason was that we were going to be reliable and we were going to be violent on the field. We're going to be a physical team. And the reliability, though, comes first. And so we've been just, it should be one of the strengths of our program is that we coach reliable guys that'll do what you tell them to do, that show up and be the same guy every day. And we've stressed that hard in the offseason. And through two games, it shows up. You know, we've got a lot of different people in and out of the lineup, and they've proven to be reliable and be able to do their jobs and get off on the snap count and block the person they're supposed to block and play with the technique they're supposed to play with. And that's what we're trying to do. And, I don't know if we can keep it up the whole season, but we're sure making it a huge emphasis. So and I appreciate you noticing that, because that's something that we are stressing to the players. It's like, hey, these other stats are great, but as long as we keep playing clean football and not giving it to the other team, we're going to have a chance in every game.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared Lloyd and then Mitch Harper.
Aaron, the old adage is that coaches are never going to be satisfied. Two very impressive offensive performances to start the year, but what aren't you guys satisfied with? What do you want to improve on moving forward?
Well, the biggest thing is just proving it again each week. You know, it's not necessarily we need to get better at this or that. It's just doing enough good things to win the next game. You know, and then I know media members probably get tired of coaches talking about one game at a time, but you know, I heard talking to my players about Phil Jackson saying how much he hated the parade after the championship. He hated all that stuff. He talked about being in the moment, enjoying the win, but then you're only a success in the moment of that successful act, and then you got to do it again, right? And so the parade 4 days later or whatever, that he hated that because I got to do it again. And so we've been talking a lot about that. Hey, you've noticed in the games, our players are having fun in the game. Kalani's stressing, enjoying the process of preparing and playing during the game. And we're enjoying the moment. And then we understand that we got to do it again. And so we're that's our focus right now, is just winning the next one. And it's not necessarily specific things, you know, schematic things. It's just doing enough good things to win the next one.
On that same line of having fun, Aaron, what was the reaction watching Isaac Rex high-five the referee after he scored the touchdown when you guys watched
that? It was terrible. Isaac is a terrible dancer, celebrator. It was awful. It's awful.
Coach, I know you kind of touched on stats a little bit. The penalties are a big focus for you guys, but I'm curious, you know, Zach's throwing a 78% clip on completion rate. I mean, have you ever had a quarterback that's completed the ball at that high of a percentage, and do you feel like he can maintain that within this offense?
I don't know if he can maintain that through the whole season, but I think, you know, we want to be up there around 70%. Yeah, I think that's a reasonable goal. And but you know, you can throw 70% completions if you just dink and dunk the whole game. And what we've been trying to do is attack more down the field this year. And that's another thing we worked on in the offseason is building a passing game that's built in sync with our run game, where we can attack down the field and, you know, just hurt the defense more. We're trying to get bigger chunks of yardage and so the fact that we've had quite a few big plays and thrown a good completion percentage so far is good, but it's two games. So we got to keep doing it. And, but I do think a big reason why he's throwing a high completion percentage is what I said earlier. He's keeping the game simple. So when the shot is there, he's taking it. When it's not, he's checking the ball down. And, if he continues to do that, then yeah, I think he's going to have a very high completion percentage, and I think we're going to win a lot of games.
Maybe just speak to the growth of the wide receiver spot, because guys like Gunner and Dax, they were making some tough catches to keep that completion rate at a high clip. Just maybe speak to their evolution this year at that spot and how reliable they're becoming.
Yeah, they've played well so far. I mean, Gunner, Dax, and Neil are all veteran guys that have been – you know, basically starters, full rotation guys. Gunner and Dax now 3 years in a row, and Neil for a couple of years and then a year off and now back. So those guys have played a lot of ball, and it's showing. And they're leading the way for those younger guys who are also showing up. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Braden Cosper. I mean, that guy has had two ACL injuries, just terrible luck, and just battled through it. And right now he's probably the next guy up. I mean, he's playing really good football for us. And we've got some young players that are following those guys, Cody Epps and I'm going to forget somebody, Keanu and Chris Jackson. And those guys, we got a lot of trust in them as well. But it starts with Dax, Gunner, and Neil and their leadership. And through two games, yeah, it's been great. And so again, I want to keep challenging them to keep doing it.